Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and this is my podcast. So these past 2 weeks has been nothing but fun. Drum rolls. It was Health Week in school, and man, I had so much fun than I have had in a really long time. The Health Week lasted for 5 days, and the first day was the opening ceremony come cultural day, and it was to take place at the Ahmadu Bello University Teaching Hospital, Shekha. Attendees were expected to come fully dressed in their cultural attires, and boy, people came representing, like fully representing. Now, I know we all know this, but permit me to say, Nigeria is a country blessed with diverse and beautiful cultures. You needed to see how people represented their cultures. Ooh. The guys with their baba riga, agbada and caps, there was even a hearse. And then the ladies in their ashoke, lafaya, laces, atempa and whatnot. It was a really beautiful and colorful sight. The president of Abumsa came fully prepared, not just dress-wise, but vibes and steps-wise. You needed to see his steps, damn. He gave us some smooth Michael Jackson with a touch of Malian moves. And then each class was asked to come on stage to dance. Only one person from my class went on that stage, but Omo. Come and see 400 level guys with the legwork and focus dance. It was really amazing, to be honest. At some point, each tribe was asked to present a representative, and I went to represent my tribe, which is Yoruba, and I was to talk a little about us in our dialect. Needless to say, I'm ashamed of myself. Like, I'm literally covering my face right now. I was speaking blunders, but it made people laugh. So yes, that's me dusting off my shoulder, because yes, I'm feeling myself. And after this, our Vice President won and Secretary General won the Mr. and Miss Abumsa title because of how well they represented their culture. Personally though, I had the most fun after the event. I met a lot of seniors, took plenty pictures with my friends, smiled and laughed so much until I had headache, but it was totally worth it. So apparently, I'm referred to as either the hoodlum, the yoga girl, or the podcast girl. So every new person that talked to me that day either asked if I was the hoodlum, the girl that does yoga, or the podcast girl. See, on a one-on-one level, forget the hoodlum part. I'm a very gentle person. Like, I'm literally the gentlest person you can ever meet. So just forget all these people trying to cast me. I like the podcast girl title though. It has a nice ring to it. So we are taking back to our hostels right after, all eager for the next day's event. The activities for the next day was a medical exhibition slated for 10 a.m, but unfortunately, the school rejected our request due to COVID-19 protocols. Our escorts tried to find an alternative, which was visiting an orphanage and some secondary schools. At the very last second, they called to cancel. Now, I don't know about everyone else, but I was a little mad because I was literally ready and at the faculty already waiting for the bus. I just called one of my girlfriends and she came to my room and we watched movies. But you know what compensated for it? Bonfire! Yes! We had to have a bonfire in the evening by 7 p.m. and literally everyone was excited for this particular event. Like, who doesn't like good fun? I mean, now guess what? The weather got really windy around 5 p.m. and everyone was just holding their breath. Come and see prayers. I was laughing, sha. And then when it was 6 p.m, come and see rain. Bonfire want to turn to born rain. Thank God though, it didn't rain for long, which means the bonfire was still going to hold. So we left Samaru for Shika around 7 p.m. The DJ was already dropping with hot hats. Our senior set up the fire and the event was declared open by the president. I was particularly excited for this event because I've never been to a bonfire before, so this was going to be my first. We had dancers who gave us some crazy ass dance moves and I was wowed, like literally. There was lots of competition, like drinking competition with a representative from each class. We had the push-up competition and you need to see guys with all their muscles. Intimidation things. There was also another game where you put your head inside a bucket of water and hold your breath for as long as you can. I don't feel play that kind of pleasure. Unfortunately though, I did not have as much fun as I anticipated because yes, PMS decided to be a very bad bitch, so I was just moody and I didn't even want to interact with anyone. I met a few new people though, and one of my friends helped cheer me up. So bonfire ended around 11 p.m. and while people were going back to campus, I did not even bother. I guess I wanted to be a little adventurous and reckless. Last shower, I got back to school around 12 a.m. Tired, a little moody, but happy. So that's it on Health Week Part 1. Stay tuned for the next episode where I talk about the Professor A.A. Raffindadi quiz competition between three major MSAs in the Northwest region. Bye!